It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of John, John chapter 15. We're going to read from the 20th through the 27th verse to the end of the chapter. So please that you would open your Bibles and follow along with me. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, turn to John chapter 15, verse 20, and we'll begin to read the 20th verse, John chapter 15, verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, I thank and praise you today. We can come and enjoy this time together. Help us to understand so carefully and clearly what you'll have us to know and to learn of you today. Please, Lord Jesus, that you'll touch the heart of those that seem not to listen to your truth, not to listen to the Word. They would rather have their religious activities and things of that sort, or maybe they have nothing to do with the works and ways of the church. Please, Lord, you will guide and lead them to you, that they may be true believers, Christians, and will serve and praise and honor you. Please, Lord, touch each one of our hearts as we study this lesson today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go back to the 20th verse. We ended with the 20th verse last time we were together, but we're going to go back to that 20th verse once again, because I want you to see so clearly what the Lord wants us to learn and to have from there. There's so much in these last sections, the last few verses of this chapter. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Now, we need to look very carefully here and understand that these are very simple truths. The Word of God is built upon many simple truths, and we need to not miss them. And yet, when we look at them, not think that, well, I've heard that many times, and so not take time to examine what the Lord would have us to learn here. The servant is not greater than his Lord. We understand that. Again, a very simple truth. Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 says the same thing. And I'm going to turn to Matthew, and I want you to do the same. I've said in times past that it's kind of important to be studying. When I study, I have more than one Bible before me, all in the King James Version, but I always have more than one Bible, because that way I can keep one Bible at the verses we're studying, use the other to search the cross-references that we look at to make the Word of God to know, because one Scripture confirms another one. It's such a joy, again, to study the Word of God from cover to cover. Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 tells us, "Disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord." And we've just learned that in the 20th verse of John chapter 15, "The servant is not greater than his Lord." A man gave Job some advice. If we want to look back into the book of Job, you'll find that right before the book of Psalms. Many times you can find Psalms fairly easily. It's in about the center of your Bible. And so if you found Psalms, why, just look towards the front of your Bible, and you'll come upon the book of Job. And we're going to look to Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33, the 12th verse, is what we're going to look at today. Job chapter 33, verse 12. And this man gave him this advice: "Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man." God is greater than man. You know, when we look at what happens in our life, and we begin to sometimes complain, and we bring on a lot of trouble and heartache ourselves by our own lives. But when we begin to be a believer, begin to testify as a Christian should testify, we begin to speak of the things of God. We begin to speak of those things that are holy, that are just, that are right. And we do it with the love of God, not a voice of judgment, but a voice of truth that will bring people to realize. Well, the Scripture tells us that the servant is not greater than his Lord. We've looked at that. We've found some advice that Job has, that this man has given to Job, that God is the is greater than man. And so with that in mind, understand, again, they will persecute you. They persecuted me. Why do you think they're not going to persecute you? Let's just count on it. If you do what I do, because what I do provokes them, Jesus is saying. Why does what Jesus, by his miracles and by him being just in their presence, why did that provoke these people? And why does the truth, the Word of God, provoke people today? Why don't they want to come to the truth? Why don't they want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in that precious gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus? Because when they come in contact with the truth, the Word of God, it exposes them. It shows them their sin. The light shows them their sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, I call them, I not only show them their sin, but I also call them to repentance. I call them to repent. I also give them, by my word, a list of holy, of righteous rules to live by, that they may please me, and that they will live a holy, righteous life. Because of that, they hate me. They don't like it. They don't like it because the light is coming in. The light is shining in their lives, and they don't like it. They don't like to be exposed, and so they go off and hide. Remember last time we were together, we used this terrible example about a cockroach, an old ugly bug that hides in the cracks and the crevices and hides in darkness. Well, that's what the natural man wants to do. And so natural man can go to a place, and that place people call a church, and they can attend there, and they can be very, very comfortable there, even though they still have their sin because they have not come by faith to Jesus Christ. They have not believed in their Savior, in the Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, you see, they're still a sinner. Their sin has not been paid for. Jesus bought it all at the cross. But until you come and receive that free gift of salvation, it does nothing to your sin. The account that you have still stands against you. You're a sinner. You're lost. You need a Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. When people hear the name of Jesus, you can go to the churches that don't preach the gospel. They preach a universal salvation that basically, if you're attending that church, financially supporting it, doing any work at all in it, that's all you need. Now, if that's what your church promotes and teaches, then, my friend, it's going to be a sad day, because you and I are going to find a difference here. Because I want to bring the light to you. That light is the Lord Jesus. Now, you're going to go back into that dark hole that you're in because you want to hide your sin, or do you want to see and just exactly what Jesus does. He comes, He shows you your sin, He calls you to repentance, and He gives you the roadmap. He gives you the way to go, the rules. Now, it's so wonderful to be a believer in Jesus Christ, to follow after those, and yes, I do fail Him, but He does forgive me when I come and repent to Him, and we continue that walk of wonderful fellowship. Come by faith once to Jesus Christ, and you're saved, and you're saved eternally. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Please don't confuse that, because if you add anything to that, you're adding works. And then it's no longer God's grace that saves you. So please trust, come by faith to Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart. Please, believe in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit have its free will and work. The Scripture is very clear. Now, if they keep my sayings, there's two sides to this thing. Those that repent not don't like the light, do not like the Lord Jesus. Probably you do not like what I'm saying right now because you're saying, no one tells me where to go to church. I'm not telling you where to go to church. I'm telling that you must come to Jesus Christ to have your sins forgiven. And sad to say, many churches today do not present that nor preach that, and so they're allowing you to stay in your sin. And yes, you may be very comfortable in your sin, but you must come and repent of that sin and begin to praise and honor Him. And that may mean you'll have to get out of that church and find a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that loves Jesus Christ, that presents the gospel that you can begin to grow and to serve the Lord in. And that's very, very important, the local church. But most important today is salvation of your soul. Will you come? I'm giving you the light. Do you like that light? Now, those that do receive the light, and maybe today you're going to be one of those that receive the light. If you keep my sayings, you see, there's two parts to this. Remember the word that I said unto you. This is John chapter 15, verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. If they keep my sayings, but there will be a few. There'll be a few, the Lord Jesus is telling us here, that will hearken unto my words. And they will trust in me. They will repent of their sin, trust in me, and begin to follow me. You too, he's telling his disciples, you too, as you proclaim my word, the Holy Spirit, they will surrender, the Holy Spirit will come into their heart because they will hearken unto my words by you giving them out. And when you do, they will repent of their sin and they'll truly be saved, they'll begin to walk. So you see, we have two parts there. If they have persecuted me, they'll persecute you. So, if you give out the truth, now if you proclaim the truth and people begin to stay away from you, begin to reject you, begin not to want to sit down and visit with you anymore because they're afraid that you're going to mention this name, Jesus, and you're going to say, you know, you need to trust in Him by faith and you have to have your sins forgiven you of and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you afraid they're going to ask you that one more time and so you're ignoring them or you're avoiding them or you'll talk to them until they mention that word Jesus? Is that what you're afraid of? You have family members, you have friends that begin to, as you are growing as a Christian, you find that they are staying away from you. It's because they persecuted the Lord Jesus. Now, we can't begin to call that persecution, because they're just staying away from us. The Lord Jesus, they persecuted. These apostles, the disciples, these 12 disciples, they were beaten. John the Baptist was beheaded because he proclaimed the gospel, the coming of the Messiah. Look at all the things that these people faced and suffered because of their testifying and telling Paul repeatedly. We find through the book of Acts and Romans, Paul continually was beaten and put out for dead, stoned, all because he was presenting the truth. Now, if you have this wonderful group and everybody loves to come and hear this word, and yet it doesn't appear that anybody's repented of their sin and no lives are changing, they're living like the devil all week long, but they're in church on Sunday morning, there's something seriously wrong. Because if you know the living God, your life will change. And so please recognize, look unto the Lord Jesus today, trust in him, and begin this wonderful walk. Again, if they hearkened, if they're going to persecute the Lord Jesus, don't think for a minute. The God of gods, if you don't think for a minute when they persecuted the Lord Jesus Christ, don't think they're not going to persecute you when you begin to stand and speak the way you should be. Also, those that do, there were a few that followed after the Lord Jesus. There will be a few that will follow after the words that you say. And no, they won't follow you, or shouldn't be. They should be following the Lord Jesus, but it's by your presenting of the words. So it's important that we give out the Word of God, that folks will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason at the beginning of the program, I always say it's time to come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. It's important not to miss that part. Now let's look on to verse 21, John 15:21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. This persecution, this ignoring you, this walking down the other side, they see you coming down the street, so they cross the street early so they don't have to face you. All of a sudden, you thought you had a friend, someone that you could talk to, and all of a sudden, why, you can't talk to them at all. A family member that no longer wants to come to the family get-togethers, or hopes that you don't come because of your testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture tells us, but all these things they will do unto you for my name's sake. The world at large, most of the people of this world that have lived on this earth are haters of Christ Jesus. Oh, they speak of God. That's the sad thing of the society today, that so many will use the name of God, but it's just as there's some being up there. It's not the living God, the true God, because in most cases their God is their money or their possessions in some way or another, their business, their success. Some people, it could be their body that they are so proud of that that's their God. But the world is haters of Christ. If you look to the verse 23, John 15:23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. We have a generation today that are haters of Christ Jesus. They listen, they attend church, many of them do. That's the sad thing, because we have changed God's word just enough that it no longer is truth. And so when it isn't the true word of God, the power of God is not presented. Now, once again, the light has been dimmed down to where that old cockroach can come right out in the middle of the kitchen and he's not even seen, because the lights have been turned down by people leaving the truth. Well, we need to present the truth clearly, get this thing cranked back up again, so that once again it will show your sin, you'll come to repentance, and you'll begin to live a holy life. What a wonderful opportunity that each one of us have if you'll surrender and listen. Now again, most people today, even church members, are haters of Christ Jesus. You either love him because you've come by faith to him, or you hate him. And so remember that very carefully. They cannot know the Father till they know the Son. They speak of God generally, God this and God that. God has done this for me and God has done that for me. We've been studying back in the Old Testament, And Saul was after David. Saul knew that David was anointed to be king of Israel, and yet he sought to kill him. And we're going to look at a verse of scripture here that is a quote of David, and that is down the 25th verse of John 15. They hated me without a cause. Saul hated David, and Saul got a group of followers that went after David, but there was no cause for it. David did nothing to get Saul riled up and for Saul to hate him. There was nothing that was done that should have occurred. And yet Saul had such a hatred for David because David was of God and Saul was not. And we need to understand we're going to behave the same way. The world is of the devil and we should be of God. Now, to be of God, we must come to Jesus Christ, because to know the Son, then we can know the Father. You cannot know the Father without knowing the Son. If we continue here now in verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. By the Lord Jesus coming, having so much light presented to them, they know their sin, and they like it. Prior to that time, it wasn't that they didn't have sin, because we are born in sin. And so this scripture verse is not telling you that if Jesus Christ had not come, there'd been no sin. There was sin present. But here there is a special sin, and it's a sin of contempt. Because when you have so much light presented to you, and these people that saw the Lord Jesus physically, so it was God on earth, they saw him, they watched him, he performed miracle after miracle, he raised the dead and brought them back to life, he did everything with his miracles that no man could ever do. There was no question that Jesus was God. That was the purpose of him coming down, living here for the 33 years, that he could prove so clearly without a question that he was God. And now that he has proved that he is God, being perfect, he will come and offer himself as a sacrifice for you and me, that our sins may be taken away. The wages of sin is death. Someone had to die. But that someone had to be a perfect sacrifice, and their blood had to be shed, and it was the Lord Jesus, and he died for you. And you see, they had so much light. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, but I did, they had not had sin, because the sin that they had would have been a sin of ignorance. And you wonder the some tribe maybe down in Africa or South America or some area where the gospel has not been presented, will those people spend eternity in the lake of fire? Yes, they will, if we do not get the gospel to them. Why do we spend time with presenting the gospel on the radio? So that everyone will hear the truth. I don't know whether you attend a church that preaches the gospel, that tells you how to be saved. I hope you do. But if you don't, here it is. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. You need to hear the gospel. Jesus died on the cross. He laid in that, was placed in that grave 3 days and three nights, and he rose from the dead. He spilled his blood for you and me, his precious blood. There's remittance of sin because of his blood. And without blood, there is no remission of sin. Please, he has given that sin. He has given that blood for our sin. He has taken it away. He died on the cross of Calvary for you and me. We have so much light today because the Bible is so available to us. But the day that they walked with Jesus, these people here, as they walked with Jesus, and they talked with Jesus, and they witnessed his miracles, they have so much light. But their sin, when they stood by the light, their sin was exposed, and they hated it. instead of coming to Jesus Christ, repenting of their sins, is that what you're going to do today? Instead of recognizing, now is the Holy Spirit beginning to convict your heart by the words that has been spoken today? So are you going to begin to recognize that you're a sinner and please that you will come and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know if you're saved or not. I don't know if you're going to be saved or not. But I do know that I'm presenting the gospel to you, and today you can come. So please that you come. This sin that they're going to be held against them is, again, a sin of contempt, rejecting Jesus, rejecting the remedy, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. They are rejecting that truth, Jesus Christ. And by them having so much light before them, oh, that all folks who have heard Christ, heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, all these people have witnessed the miracles, and yet they reject. They refuse to listen. And when they refuse to listen, to them means that Christ has come and spoken his words in vain. It means that Christ has called and invited in vain because they have rejected. And the scripture tells us for those people, for you, if you will not come today to Jesus Christ, if you will not trust in him. Now I say today because Jesus tells us today is the day. Now is the time. And so I can't talk about tomorrow because today is the day. Maybe there'll be a tomorrow for you, but I don't know that, nor do you. So you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ. But you see, today, because of your listening, it's too late. You've already heard the gospel that Jesus died on the cross. But now they have no cloak for their sin. In other words, there is no protection, no softened blow. And yes, there is levels of hell or levels of the lake of fire. There's going to be a worse judgment. And how can that be? I don't know. But I do know for you that hear the gospel clearly and reject, that day that you stand there is going to be such a sad day. And you know, right now, the philosophers of this world have so much to say. They just rattle, and that's the only word for it, because they're saying nothing. Stay away from the psychologists and the psychiatrists of today. Come to the Word of God. And you say, now, Larry, there's good places for them. I found no good place for them, because people need Jesus. And as people are driven away by the psychology, and let's see what your father did or what your grandfather did or what did they do to you? Well, I'll tell you what your problem is. Your problem is sin, and you're becoming a hater of Christ because you're rejecting him. So come today and surrender unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And I promise you, the day that you stand before him, if you don't come to Jesus Christ, you're not going to have anything to say. And if your psychiatrist is right next to you, and he probably will be, if he too is a rejecter of Christ, he will be a hater of Christ. If he is right next to you, he will be as you are, and that is speechless. There's going to be nothing to say. Now, I'm asking you clearly, you know, as this word is presented, the word's presented, it has stripped away all the covering. Your sin is exposed. You know, today people can put on quite a look. Some don't act at all. They just act as ugly as they are. But others put on quite a show. But that's all it is a show. Because there's sin down there. And there's going to be a day that it's going to be exposed. And if you're listening today, it is being exposed by the light of the Lord Jesus. Please that you come today. Please that you look to the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ come here, surrendered his will to his Father, and the love that God has is so great for you that when you hated him, he loved you and come to seek and to save you. I don't know how much clearer than I can make it, how much more important it is that you come to Jesus Christ today. I've presented as clearly as I can, but I'll present it another day if we have another day. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?